This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and now it's time for a little sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game and a regular contributor to Radio Boston. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
Well, since last time we talked last week, the Bruins, unfortunately, were eliminated from the NHL playoffs.
The who?
But the Celtics are surprisingly hot. They're up 2-0 against the Orlando Magic. And does it surprise you that the Celts would be up 2-0 against Orlando and even on the road?
I think it surprises everybody. The customary approach when you go into the series the other team's building the way the Celtics did against Orlando is let's see if we can steal one. Let's come back 1-1 and take advantage of playing in our building. They not only stole the first one, after the first one, somebody in the locker room said, let's get greedy. Let's see if we can win two. And they won them both, so they're coming home in magnificent shape. Now, of course, the aforementioned Bruins were up 3-0 against the Flyers and managed to kick that series away. So nothing is certain at this point, obviously. But, boy, the Celtics are in a terrific position, much better than I think anybody thought they would be after 2 games.
Well, let's hope against hope here and just ask if maybe could we be looking at another Lakers-Celtics championship series?
That would be great fun because the history between those two is so good, going back, of course, to the Magic Johnson Larry Bird days. Great fun if it was Lakers-Celtics again, even though the Lakers are somewhat banged up, somewhat damaged, and the Celtics, you know, they're old, but they're suddenly playing like they're not.
Well, that would be, I mean, it would make the stuff rock at the Garden, for sure.
Yeah, the Garden would be a good place to be again. Yeah.
Green versus purple would be fantastic. well, speaking of colors and colorful things, one really interesting thing that you brought to our attention is actually in the world of NASCAR, because last week, apparently, NASCAR finally got its own Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. It seems like they would have had one for a long time.
I have been bringing this story to the attention of everybody that I could buttonhole in the hallway here, because I couldn't believe shuffleboard has a Hall of Fame. Ping pong has a Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, there's a Hall of Fame for every sport that you can think of. And the idea that NASCAR wouldn't have had one until this year is, you know, given the kind of glitz factor in NASCAR generally is kind of amazing to me, but now it has one.
Well, it looks like Dale Earnhardt Sr., I believe, Richard Petty, Junior Johnson, Bill France Jr., and Bill France Sr. are the first 5 inductees there. So for all you NASCAR fans, head down to Charlotte, North Carolina. But we can't leave without talking about a little bit of the Red Sox.
Well, it's kind of painful to do so, but I guess you're right. A quarter of the way through the season, there are 3 teams still in front of them. They managed to scratch their way to a victory over the Yankees last night, but it has been a disappointing start to a season that a lot of people thought would get off to a much better start. I guess the glass half full way of interpreting that is there are still 3 quarters of the season left.
And yet the season is long, I was going to say. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Looking forward to talking to you next week. More sports on Radio Boston.